is very well known for his work, for his pioneering work. And I'll read the quote here, which we have. Kevin has carried out a series of pioneering experiments involving the neurosurgical implantation of a device into the median nerves of his left arm in order to link his nervous system directly to a computer to access the latest technology, to assess the latest technology for use with the disabled. He has been successful with the first extrasensory ultrasonic input for a human and with the first purely electronic communication experiment between the nervous systems of two humans.
Right, thank you. I think some of the discussion this morning looking at human nature and what is human nature, and perhaps that human nature, whatever it is, this is critical, we've got to value this above all. I suppose some of those things I would like to question, whether human nature should be the central focus. And I'm going to look particularly at implant type of technology, that area, that's my own area, with regard specifically to therapy, where implant technology can be helpful for people who have a problem, a disability of some kind, but also where implant technology can be helpful to upgrade, to enhance. And the basis for that, just to focus on that for a moment, is looking at humans as we are now, really as the pretty limited animals that we are, particularly from a mental point of view, and saying, okay, when we compare how the human brain works and look at that as far as machine intelligence, computer technology is concerned, we can see that computers outperform the human brain in many ways. And what are the possibilities there? Because the computer is electronic, as we all know, but the human brain is electrochemical. Importantly, we're in the Royal School of Medicine here. I think traditionally most Western medicine has been more of a chemical drugs-based thing, where we think of drugs as being something we put in our mouth. But the brain and the nervous system, the body, operates electrochemically, and that electro aspect is very important. And I will show some aspects, even from a therapeutic nature, of the electronic medicine, if you like, of using electronics to overcome disabilities and a problem rather than chemical treatment, but also looking at the electronic aspects as a possible enhancement. Because if my brain is partly electronic and the computer is electronic, why not link the two together and see if I can upgrade my own abilities? Can I have some of the mathematical abilities that the computer has, in the time it takes the computer to have done 1 billion accurate calculations? My human brain has probably done one calculation which it's got completely wrong. It's a big advantage of the computer, but I would like to have that advantage. Can I have it? I suppose we've heard different sensing abilities. As a human, there was a guy from CERN. I was at a presentation a few weeks ago, and he said, well, humans only sense about 5% of what's going on in the world. There's all sorts of things going on we just don't know about, we don't perceive them, it's no importance to us. And he said 5% is from CERN, so it must be accurate. But the important thing is, as humans, we have our five senses that we know of, but it gives us a very limited perception of the world. There's infrared signals, ultraviolet signals, X-ray signals, ultrasonic signals, all sorts of things going on out there. I would love to get some of that experience, not second-hand, not convert X-ray signals into visual pictures that then my eyes understand in the old-fashioned way, but to actually feed the signals in, get my brain to conceive what this X-ray signal means or what this ultrasonic signal means, that it means something directly. The memory capabilities, of course, this is something that science fiction has played all sorts of games with. As I get older, my memory drifts away, and I'm sure that the GPs that are here, they get lots of cases of patients coming in, they can't remember where they put things and so on. Well, why not be able to link their brain to a computer and have the memory capabilities of the computer directly in your brain? Now, to think of this as a science fiction concept, well, okay, perhaps it is-ish at the moment, but this is looking at doing the research that makes it a reality. that overcome some of those problems. But perhaps for some of you, I have been talking a bit more science fiction-y, so I'd like to start off in the world of science fiction. And we're talking about enhancements, potential of linking the human brain to a machine brain. In the world of science fiction, this could be called a cyborg, a cybernetic organism. And why not start off in the world of science fiction to find out what the possibilities are? Will Smith happened to be in London last year for the premiere of his film I, Robot, and an intrepid CNN reporter was able to ask him what possibilities there were as far as being a cyborg is concerned.